When I see you, Shiva Kalen, there are about 9 sifin over here, and 5 different sugyas to go through. This sif Vav, Zayin, Chesin, Tes, the first 4, then Sifid Alf, Sifid Bezin, and Gimel, and Tes Vav, and Tes Zayin. So try to go through these 5 sugyas and these halachas over here. The first sugya, Shiva Kalen, and Shiva Begodim, that's Sif Vav and Tes Zayin. The Gemara is Mamshech Leos into the Sugyan, Sifid Bezin, Sifid Gimel, of Shiva Begodim. Besim, we have a Mishnah Kuf Avdal and Beis, Machlikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, the Paskim a Malacha, and the Kiss of Malacha that comes out is when a Shiva Kalim, the case that's going to be Mutal Tatal, not Muksa. You need 3 Kalim, has to be Roy a Malacha, that's going to be Sivav. The Malacha that you did not throw it out Er Shabbos, that's Siv Zayin and Sifid Beis. And also, we can see the Malacha that can something that's not the Derech to be thrown out. That's going to be Sifid Aleph and Sif Tezvav. That means an Issah Teltel is either what's not worth from Malacha, or the Derech to be thrown out, or you threw it out Erev Shabbos. Now, what the Gedarim and the Klal over here, go through Sif by Sif. First, Malacha in Sif Vav, Kezir Shiva Kalim. The Gemara has, the Mishnah Machlik Sif Yudavers Chachamim. The Gemara is a Havimina that in the case of a broken Shabbos, everyone agrees it's Mutter, holds Muchan Agaba Vim. The Gemara has a question from Masikim Mekalim, Rei Masikim Shiva Kalim, a case of Yontif. And therefore, the Gemara's maskon is that the Machlokes over here is a case of even Erev Shabbos, a case of even on Shabbos. The Chum Maisel is Mutter Me'im Malacha. Masha Gin Behuda heals Nichol Gedev Neulad, and only it's Mutter with Me'im Malachton. Halacha is very clear that we pass in like the Chachomin. Now, when we have this Halacha of Shiva Kalim, that Kun Chum is Mutter with Me'im Malacha, but it's not worth for any malacha. That means you have a kli that enters Shabbos, it's a kli gomer, a broken Shabbos, not worth for any malacha, it's aser. What is the issa for? So there's a chiddush, the Ali Rabba, according to Prisha from Lavosh, that's aser mecham letzel, but it's mutl, it's not good for mekarmai. To enter Shabbos, kli shim lach leheter, now it broke, because you get a kli shim lach leheter. Then also the bialoch and sevav, he's come to disagree with that. He's calling the Prima Godim, who has come arise against the seaside. And since right now, what's it worthy? What can you go do with it? Nothing. It has no use right now on Shabbos for nothing. So it's a bialoch and there's a maskal kigoyin. According to the Prima Godim, there comes out the loch is, it's a muksa machmas kufay. There was also even macham letzel. I mean, first a loch in the gate to Shiva Kalim, it's a rock when it has no use. A rock is muksa machmas kufay. Now you could say we're discussing a case of Kalim. What about in the gate that's going to have Kisra Kodesh? Basically, a case of Seamus. A page of a sefer that's no use. People put it in Shemus. You can't discuss even the case of a sefer Torah that came possible this past Shabbos, the brand new shul that I moved into this past week. By the kriya came possible. Question: I'm not moving on Shabbos. A sefer Torah is a chesaron kis that have any use. Big shaila of our Shabbos says you allow to put it back with Suraya, the minute the puts it back. Fine, a shaila among the swarm. What the heck of a sefer Torah is, but practically the to us. Case of Seamus is that Shiva Kalim that has no use. And therefore, Seamus, a person cannot move on Shabbos. Or do you say, Kisve Kodesh is not like Kalim? We know already in the Lachan Tzif Dalad that Kalim has its column, Bichsar Kis, Muksabachman School, Faykadayma, Mashengin, Kisve Kodesh is not Muksa. So is Kisve Kodesh in a different parameter or getter than a case of Kalim?
So first,
his Meister, the Bignan Chaznish, Chaim Shadi Istim, he says, Kisra Kodesh, the Meister, the fact that he put it into Shemesh, no one uses it, at the end of the day, no one uses it. Meister, Shiva Kalim, that's no use, it's Mukso. They have some Shalom Zalman, the Shalom Hud, or Shabbos, they want to go time with Meister, it's Mukso. Because whether it has a use, the Meister, no one uses it, we put it into Shemesh.
We're
in Shemesh. No, it's what they find the whole Svarim. No, let's take a page, no one takes that one page. The Gillian, I don't think anyone takes out. Let's say a sitter. Let me make it simple. A page of a sitter that got ripped out. Okay, no one's taking it out of Seamus to go use. No one.
It's like a glima. No,
I'm
outside
to
throw my shirt out.
Oh, so, okay. What's the sort of glima? Bola daitoy. Yes, echnami. No one's. Bola daitoy, you take it out. And by swarm, by the one page, no one's taking it out. Forget. Shane Raya to Asir. Thank you. Shane Raya, case of glima. Now, there is a shell now, once it's osir, let's say it's on the floor. Do you have a head to pick it up? It's on the sugi b'zayin. Rav Shabbat says, to pick it up, muksa. Muksa machmas gufoy.
The Elam Meisher B'Shom Zam disagrees. B'Zoyin, Mokum Mokum. So you can't pick it up. Even those who are Mathmer, the Shali of Ahetim, Mokum B'Zoyin. Ain we discuss this on this floor?
From the
Sheamus
back, or on the
first step? On the floor. Words of the Orphan Shabbos, Ain't the Tata Afim, Gabe, or it's on the floor.
Gillian
is not Moksia. People can read. I'm talking about a piece of paper that got ripped out of a Siddur, a page got ripped out. Okay, most of these pages you cannot find out what Siddur came from in a standard place. Again, they can't be put back. You're making it kintas. The standard situation. Atzala Sheni, Maisa, can it be used? Is it Kisra Kodesh? There's a question with the Chodashani and Mechaim Knievsky. It says, the Maisa, since it can be read and can be used, whether we choose not to, Nichol get a Kisra Kodesh, not Muksa. That means the Shigal Nas question, take that idea of Shiva Kalim, extend it to Kisra Kodesh, negate the Sugo, Sheamus. Is it Muksa or not Muksa?
So
interesting question. They seem to be saying, since it can be read, it's not losing shame being Kisra Kodesh. Mechmir was saying it's Shivakli has no use. Moksa Machmas Kufay.
Even though it started because of Kurdish, never.
Right, that means the question you take Shivakalim, it sounds like Machlik is you take Shivakalim, you put it by Kisra Kurdish. That seems to me to be the Machlik is. Shivakalim last question. Now, in Shivakalim, we have a sugyo of Zayin about throwing it out into the garbage. Now, throwing out things into the garbage, there are really two cases, a case of a Kli Sholem and the case of a Shivakli. The gate, the case of a Kli Sholem, you throw it out for garbage, it's very clear, it's not Muxel. Even the case you throw it out on Erev Shabbos, don't look on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. Mash Ekin Shiver Kalim, what comes out, the Locho, that really there are four cases of Shiver Kalim that could be practically that happens. It's not really for any Malocho, then the Mice, it's Muxel. It's really to Malocho, this deck to throw out, even if you don't throw it out, it's also Muxel. If it's really to Malocho, it's not deck to throw out, and a person, the Mice, he did not throw it out, that's the only case that's not Muksah. But let's say he threw it out, then depends. He threw it out on Erev Shabbos, it would be Muksah. Doing it on Shabbos, it won't be Muksah. That means to be make something not be Muksah, Shiva Kalim, number one has to be Roitz from Lachal, number two, Derek not thrown out, and number three, he did not throw it out on Erev Shabbos. Now, to explain what some of these ideas mean. First, by case of Shiva Kalim, the Lachal there is Roitz from Lachal. So, when you're throwing out Mo'id Yoyim, it's Muksa. Why? On Shabbos, throw it out, it's not Muksa, because it's right from Locha. So why in Erev Shabbos, Maisa, is it Muksa? What's your question? So the Chakir among the Afrenim is he said over here, Mitzad Mekatzitas? Or is he said over here, because you're Mavat the Shem Kli, it's not a Kli, it's a rack now, therefore it's Muksa. How do you look upon it? Shem Mavi, Shem Afrenim, how do you understand the Yisoid? Was my horse, you want to say, tying the Sugar with Aksa? Shoot it to Kli, threw it out. Maisi, we should be showing them the ritual of the Magen Mishnah, and better than Lashon, the Mechaber itself. The Mechaber says, Yuzarku la'ashbom oid yoim osa tatloi, why? Kimun shebolo miyas oid kli. Lashon, the Mechaber is, it's not a kli anymore. Now, I'm going to point out that Lashon v'shebuah magabrom, it lost the same kli. Now, you could say, why lost the same kli? Because you maxed us. You could say, it's intertwined one with another. But they say over here, why a kli? That is, worth me'im alocha is only what helps on Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos. Says the Mechaber can lose the shame kli over here. Now we're saying we're throwing out a shiva kli on Erev Shabbos, that's muksa. A kli gom on Erev Shabbos is not muksa. Why is that so? What's the difference? I'm mevatel shame kli. If we're saying this, we're in mevatel shame kli, even take a shirt, throw it on the garbage. Erev Shabbos should be muksa. Says the Ritz from the Sugyo, the Mishibuah and the Bialocha say why? The study of throwing out something Erev Shabbos that's not muksa by kli gomer is bolo daita etzel kol adam. You have no schus, no right to make it clean, not being a clean. If it's something people make it into not a clean, it's either. But you personally want to throw out a shirt and everyone thinks it's a wonderful shirt, you cannot make something be ice clean. They do ask, why by Chesaric Kiss we go after the Balabos? Mashenkin, by the case of Shiva Kalim or Zarkul Ashbo, we don't go after the person. We go after the Be'ez and the Shem Kli. Achoinim, Chaim says very simple. One needs Akpoto. Akpoto, go after the Balabos. Mavat the Chashivis, you go after Be'ez and the Chetzo. You can name a bottle the clean, what's in the garbage, could be etzim, it is a clean. One beside the chetzel, one beside you. Beside you, you have a right, that's chesaron kiss. Beside the chayfetz, the chshivis and the chayfetz, you cannot make it oishen clean, when be etzim, it is a clean over here. Now, saying this halacha, shivakim, throw out Erev Shabbos, into the garbage, the mice that smokes. Now, what are the klolim, the Mishmuda speaks out during klolim? the lav dafki throw it out into the ashpa, even throw it out into the pesach beisa, into the chayv, into the street itself, and nichlen get a muksa. He declares, even maybe he says the bialocha, you throw it out to outside the back of your door, maybe it's also nichlen get a muksa. Now the Sforim say, it says you throw out the garbage in the street. This manenu, we have garbage inside our house. Said the Chodesh Shani, he says, "Mechan ki yafki yehuah din." Throw it into the garbage in your house, it's the same halacha. If you do it Erev Shabbos Shiva Kim, the Ma'aseh says Losh Hashem Kli. Now you could again clear the same question: what's the halacha of Eichel into the garbage? Just like Kisvei Kodesh, there's a shaila: is it Nichli Geder Kli? They get Shiva Kelim by case of Shemis. Eichel, which we know as Tevdalad, has no Isser of Muksa, and people throw out food Erev Shabbos into the garbage or on Shabbos into the garbage. Either one. Does it lose the shame being Eichel? Isn't now a case like raw flour, Kemach, mentioned last Chaburah, that therefore it's Muktamach Mesgufay, Kain Shiva Eichel has no use? But no, Eichel is more Choshev, is better than the case of Kli, and it cannot lose its shame over here. So again, a Shigal Das question among this form is Vanenu. The answer is Shalom Zalman, he says the Mice, it's moist, no one takes that over here. It's the case of not Eichel, it's like food that's not cooked yet, raw food, everything agrees with Mukta. Here, already was cooked through in the garbage, the case of Mias over here. Shavuos and the Erech Shabbos goes this way. Atzad Hashani, the Shmir Shabbos himself, he wants to disagree. Sarkol Sarim, it's Eichel. You look at the Chodesh Shani this way. Look at the Simcha Bonim, he says, Aloch L'maisa, food that's thrown out, does not have the idea of not going to be eaten, because the etzim at the end of the day is food. And food is not like Kalim, and you cannot mavatel the shame Eichel from it. And even if you throw it out, it's not Muxa.
Food that's moist, it also says?
Yeah. Food that's moist, maisa, for washing, you're going to be eaten. It can be used. Now tell me it can't be eaten as Michael Behem or something else. But any food that can, and most of our food is not garbage that can be taken out and eaten, except we live around this, we don't take it out. Comes out a massive nafkamino. What are our garbage today? That means in your house you have a garbage before Shabbos with Ish and Heter inside. The Heter can be food. When you get the sugya of bosses, but something is more choshev, that's the getter we give it. That means you have garbage inside, you have a diaper in your garbage, and you have food in the garbage, Erev Shabbos. It'll be a basel isla heter. The food's more choshev. It's basel heter. Can you move your garbage on Shabbos? So they have a couple of reasons why you can move your garbage on Shabbos. One reason is if you go with this mahalach, the oichel inside the garbage is not muksa, so you can go move your garbage can on Shabbos. Kach shemati. If you go to Camp Torah Das, I'm Zev Smith. I heard you paskins. You can go move a garbage can on Shabbos, no problem. In camp, table, collecting all the garbage. We'll get to seconds for why that's so. A lot of places can go this way. But one reason is because you have got food inside, food is not muksa. It's busted in the case of Heter. Now, this is a side point over here. I'm discussing when a person found the garbage either in the street, has one aloha inside the house, will have the Shiva Kin will have a different aloha. Because the Mishnah Berurah, Peter Kiveger, let's say you're not sure when exactly did he get to the street over here, into the Ashbo. Do you go after the case of Chazaka and the Kli L'maisa broke today? That's not break Erev Shabbos. Do you say the Sugya Dov Shish L'Matirim? Does it depend upon if you have an Erev, not an Erev, the Rav Yisraelim, not Rav Yisraelim? That means Kiveg gets involved with the Sugya of Chazaka, Rav and Dov Shish L'Matirim. Mishmur gets involved with also maybe can be Mekel inside the Sugya of Svek Sveko, not sure exactly where you found it. In the case of Shishrab, in the case of a Karmelis over here. They do point out that there seems to be a site in the over here to get to Dov Shish L'Matirim. We mentioned already at the beginning of Muksa, a known Yisoid, what they call the Tzlach, the British Shita. That the idea of Dov Shish L'Matirim is, let's say, Beit HaMel B'Yontif, the Gemara and Be'en, after Gemara Be'ez, the Loch is, since the B'Yontif, it's Muksa, it's Nail Yontif. If you're not sure it's Nail Yontif, the Gemara still says, Imo Sav Davon L'Kula, since Dov Shish L'Matirim, since it has a head to it, tomorrow you can eat it, the next day you can eat it, explains Rashi, why eat it today be Isser, when tomorrow you can eat it be Heter. That's the story of the Dov Shish L'Matirim. The question is, do we say this Din Dov Shish L'Matirim only by Eichel? Because Eichel can only eat how many times? Once. Not more than once. Negate Shimush or Kalim, how many times you use a Kli? You can use a Kli over and over and over. So therefore, if I tell a person, don't use it today, use it tomorrow, what happens? I lost my Shimush today, I'm only using it tomorrow. So they bring down the Noda Behudo, with Slach, same person. But he says the whole idea of Dov Shish L'Matirim is only to be machmir in a situation when you can do it and only use it one time. A beya, an egg, can only eat it one time. Mash ain't gonna cleat to be machmir on that, you can use it over and over. Why? Why? Don't tell a person why you today use it tomorrow. I want to use it today and tomorrow. If so, the question is, do you have a right for this bialoch, this of kibeger? We're discussing a case over here of Kalim. I want to know if it's muksel, should I clean one on a break? Would it break on Erev Shabbos? Would it break on Shabbos? Who I want to use this object today, tomorrow, the next day? L'chua, it sounds like from this Mishnah Brura that he does not hold the Yisoid of the Tzlach, and Dovi Sheish L'matim applies even to an object that you use over and over. They point out that other Mishnah Brura did not seem to go this way. They point out the steers of Kiveger. Avos is a true and Chelikim about this specific Bina Locha. The Shvatz Emes and the Sugya points out this problem over here. So when you learn the Sugya, Dovi Sheish L'matim, don't forget this Bina Locha. Don't forget this Kiveger, had a Pasch in the Shailah. In Kamakoyway. It's important Bina Locha. Now, to make this halacha practical with Manenu or Shiva Kalim, really you have to take it a step further. Number one, we live Baravchus. And number two, we have something that we call disposable Kalim. So take each case. Some we live Baravchus. I mean, let's say an example, a person is wearing a shirt on Purim, and Maisa, wine gets all over it, or he throws up over it, and then he throws into the garbage. Today we say that a person, is it Glimot? It's a wonderful shirt. You say the loch of Maisa, it's not mukso, and you can take it out on Shabbos. But no. Maisa, people today leave shirts for some odd reason. They're cheap shirts, not expensive ones. And you throw up on Purim, throw it in the garbage, big deal. That means, because society changed in the Kli Gomer. On a real Kli, let's say shirts came very cheap, and all shirts were 20 shekels. And the cleaners were 18 shekels. So what's the point? So every time, maybe the third day, the second day, you switch a shirt, throw it in the garbage. Could you take a Kli Gomer and make it at least Kli Gomer? It is Kli Gomer, and make it Moksa. It's such a concept. So, the steam is a certain form, whether Shmir Shabbos, or Shabbos, others sound like, the Kli Gomer, even though that error, Shabbos, the mice is not Moksa. I don't think they're discussing a case where society throws out into the garbage. And the mice are still the same. A spirit says, Eni Chalami, you have a worn-out shirt, and things happen to you, and you throw it out in the garbage, and you'll leave it there. It's Moksa. Because what is the whole lungs you spoke out? Why Kli Gomer throwing out Erev Shabbos is not Mokso? Says the Mishnah Brura, Bia Locho, the rip from the Sergel, Bala Dite, it's a whole other. Because everyone will take it out. But Echonami, if society changes, and you have a Kli Gomer that people will put in the garbage, Echonami, throw out Erev Shabbos, a real good shirt, get a cheap one that you have to throw up, and people leave in the garbage, and there is no Bala Dite, it can't count Mokso. That means, number one, the idea of a Kli Gomer is not a din Kli Gomer. It's a lump is a butler daito. If you don't have the lump is a butler daito, a Kli Gomer Maisa can't come Muxel Pashtas. Now let's take the other way. The case of Shiva Kalim. The aside of Shiva Kalim, that was away from Locha, not directly throughout, then Maisa's not going to be Muxel. Let's say today we live in what they call a disposable generation throughout society, and when we have Shiva Kalim, Maisa, the derech is only throws it out. We get halacha mishmur as kili the derech that throws it out. Maisa is mukso. Can shiva kalim change? Is there a concept today of shiva kalim? Today, when anyone vases breaks and have broken shards of glass, or anything that breaks today, any machine that breaks, even when your phone breaks, who fixes it? Is it worth it to fix? Any kli that breaks, is there a halacha shiva kalim that roi me'im halacha? And therefore, even though the derech throws out, Maisa says we can use it, won't be mukso. So, Tetula Shabbos is a question to Amosha. Amosha says, Bezmenenu, since we threw out everything, Shiva Kelim today, Maisa eats of Avodim. Society changed. Today we live Baravchus, and therefore there's no Sugyo. But Benjamin Zilber and Shalma Yehuda said, Nafal Kol Hekka Bevira. The whole Sugyo Shiva Kelim is not around Bezmenenu. No such concept anymore. Devil Shalma Yehuda, Shalma Yonason, Afal the Lake, where they go this way, that anything today that breaks, but there are cloud, we throw it out, we don't fix things, whether it's not worth it, or the Baravchus, and therefore, the Lachi is no Sugya Shiva Kalim that could be Mutter, Ke'e Malachim, or Me'e Malachim, Maiset Smukso. Avsad Hasheni, in Shalma Yudin, Simen Zayin, Rav Schoenberg over there wrote numerous Simonim over there, usually to argue what it says inside the Sefer. In Simen Zayin, he quotes a Godel Echad, Rav Nerman Zilber, who says, Nafal Kol Hetra V'Yiro. He said, I know it's not true. Rav Schoenberg says, I lived a long time. I've been around since the Chavetz Chaim till now. I know from the times of Chavetz Chaim till now, he says, nothing changed. The way they threw out things now, threw out things then. And he told me, Ayesham Yudu was written 35 years ago. I'll be made. I've been around for a long time. I've been around since Rosh Hashanah was around. Since Rosh Hashanah's time, from now times, come on, nothing changed. Fine, maybe technology changed, but the essential way was thrown out. Shiva Kalim was thrown out then, thrown out now. Rosh Hashanah said, we're just thrown out now, we're thrown out by the time of the Chavetz Chaim. Then he says, Eichnam, the Sugya Shiva Kalim does apply. But he says, you have to understand, Shiva Kalim, when there's a kilkel in the Guf HaChetzah, that's when the Sugya Shiva Kalim. But we have a replay of Kalim, and that's the reason why you're throwing it out. Kula Barachas. But Etzim Nikli is a wonderful Kli. That means when a button falls off your shirt, most of us will not care. We'll throw it in the garbage. We have so many buttons at home. We get buttons very simple. We even know every shirt has a button on the bottom. What's the big deal? So we have so many Kalim around. Therefore, our buttons we don't care about. According to Moshe, according to the Zilber, the Loch is, it's not Muxa. Shivik Kalim is garbage. I aim a Loch, it's terrific. No one uses it. No one cares about it. Rav Sharma disagrees. He says it's a wonderful Kli. We live miraculous. We have so many other Kalim. So why bother with this Kli over here? And then he says that's not so. And then Kamal Shami, who did Simon Lamadal, Rav Sharmberg, again, he quotes that Rav Moshe says that the Tatl Shtarad Yaitis, I says, Mokser, who in the world covers a bottle with Shtarad Yaitis? Rav Moshe says to Shami Yehuda, quoting Rav Sharmberg, again, I'm quoting Rav Sharmberg, writing it over there, not so. A Shtarad Yaitis is wonderful to be a bottle cap, not sure how. Rav says, wonderful to be a bottle cap, and therefore Shtarad Yaitis, and again, Shiva Kilim, a Malacha, but it's not Mokser on Shabbos. And Maisa the Chodeshani seems to go this way, and the simple bottom of Maisa he passes like this. I mean, if you want to, the storm go two opposite ways. A Badner goes one way, Kambulah Moshe, Maisa it's also the also get Shiva Kalim, he doesn't come up and get down. And the simple bottom says, Maisa, all Shiva Kalim is Manazeh, have a heter, just like with Manachazel, have our heter. It's a wonderful Kalim I choose not to go use because that's my choice to have Ruba Kalim. It's still Nichol together with Kli, there was not Muksan Shabbos. Sorry?
No,
I don't want to use this Kli. That's disgusting, right? No, that might be, again, is it the kilt in the Kli itself, or Reba Kalim? Is it kilt in the chsorn in the Kli? He's right, he says. He, that agrees to.
Yeah, but even though it's not him, they would have used it again.
Yeah, no, I know. Because they might, because then we're stuck. Mishas et chak, they have to use something.
Yeah, we're spoiled. Like, we
again, the fact that you're spoiled, we agree with that. But the mice, again, let's take a button. Classic, a button is nothing wrong with it. Just why? I think button is a good example to bring out the point. Now, how Shtarad Yaitis work, I'm not sure how Shtarad Yaitis was a bottle cap.
No, I'm saying
about
this girl, disposable
plate. Oh, okay, no, get that also. Right. That's first the gate to Mamash Good Kli. Now the question, now that's the gate to Good Kli. Now there is still a sugya of Adim and Ashir, that's Sifnu Gimel, which Bezer will get back to the end of the Sim, and the Zman, not the Zman, and the Simin, how we apply Adim versus Ashirim, that today we are Pashas Ashirim with not Adim. And we won't have really the Hetli right on the right, but we definitely get of Ashirim over here. Now, take the next level. That's a case of a Kli Gomen that broke. That's a wonderful Kli once broken. And we choose to throw it out. Machlokes Shikol Das, how do you look upon it? Since we have Reba Kalim and we're a disposable generation. Next level is now, how do you look at disposable utensils? There's Tain on the Sfar say it's better. And Sfar on the Maisa to say it's worse than Shiva Kalim. The reason why to say it's better, the idea of Shiva Kalim is you have a wonderful Kli here that broke. Over here on the Maisa, nothing broke. Nothing broke. Just I choose not to use it anymore. So maybe it's Shiva Kalim, like in here, the Maisa who grafted it, it's Kalim. Because something was ruined in the Kli per se. Over here, the Maisa, your utensils that you use after you finish eating, nothing is finished. Nothing changed in the Gova Chetzel. I decided my das, but the Chetzel itself, nothing changed. So maybe it's not definitely get a Shiva Kalim.
Why not take
Sorry?
Why not throw out a good shirt?
And he's saying it's not Muxa, right? He's saying good sword, it's not Muxa. Good shirt, Erev Shabbos, it's not Muxa. Again, we didn't throw that on the table. Again, we'll get the cases. Well, let's first get the swords. Atzad Hashem, you can say it's worse. Because disposable Kalim were made in a way to be a Kli Geruah. It's therefore, Paiskim say, no, it didn't feel as Kalim. It's made to be a Shvacha Kli. That means not as good as a metal Kli. It's Chad Pami, it's plastic. That means if you plan to keep it around for a year, 2 years, 3 years, you won't make plastic, you make metal. So the whole Kli itself is a Shvacha Kli. So maybe it's more of a reason, or even worse than Shiva Kalim, and never even came to be a level of a great Kli. I mean, the question, I have to look upon it, is it better because nothing broke here? Or was it worse because never came into a mamish a good Kli over here? Now, comes out, discusses practically, when a person, let's say, throws Chad Pami into the garbage. Well, best thing, there are three cases over here. You can throw a Chad Pami into the garbage Erev Shabbos. You throw a Chad Pami into the garbage on Shabbos. And then there's a Chad Pami on the table on Shabbos. You finish eating, you said the Havel Mavarech, you made a bench, and you finish using it before you throw it out. But the Derech is throw it out. Right now on the table, is it Muxa before you throw it out? Three separate questions. So first, I think everyone would agree that you throw out a Chad Pami on Shabbos. Even, we mentioned before, you throw out a shirt on Shabbos. The only reason why we're saying that's not Muxa is Manach Hazal. Mishmuf from the ritual is but that it's galodom. But today, a person had to throw up in a shirt, he would throw it out. A kli gomer, partially be case of muxel. I think every week you take a chalpam, you throw it out of the garbage, Erev Shabbos. Maisa, there's no svar, but le daitoi. And therefore, ain't shame kli, of course, be muxel. Therefore, I think everyone agrees, and baked this from Gov, from the Zalman, the Yashiv, the Chodeshoni, Shmir Shabbos, Mustang Kabonim, and others, the Kamal will say, a chalpami, Erev Shabbos in the garbage is muxel. There's no but le daitoi. Hagam, Asir of Vosn is brought down, and Beis Alevi, not the way. He says it's not muxel. Chiddush, I'm not sure as far what as long this is. Pash should be a case of Muxel. Take the next case. When a person that comes Shabbos, and now he's saying by the Shabbos meal, he finished eating. He finished. Has no more use anymore. Okay. Has no more use anymore. So the question is, how do you look upon that? Do you say in the Maisa, let's say they brought out cake, or they brought more drinks, you might have to make another bracha upon it. Would you still use the utensils? You still use your cup, still use your plates over here. You have an empty soba on the table. Would you fill it up? It wasn't thrown into the garbage yet. How do you look upon it? You say, Lamaisa, since it has use, and it physically did not get to the garbage yet, so it's, what's a locha? It's a kli that's not finished. I'm still using the kli. I plan to throw it out, and Mestavra throw it up, and usually I roll up and throw it out. But Lamaisa can argue, say, it has use. Well, no, you can say, what? Again, the shivik and the prediction Shabbos, what's the halacha? Muksel. That's no use.
That's no use.
Right. So again, what's the utensils after you finish eating?
It's not a shivik
kli. It is.
It
has no. Right now, it's a broken kli. That's the question. Is utensils after. That means, come along Shlomo Zalman, and he has a case that he paskins. The person has the milk containers that the plastic bag inside. He said, when you finish the last thing in milk for your coffee, he says, don't finish it and then take out the plastic. Plastic is muksamak muskufoi. I can take it out. It says, take out the milk, plastic bag with some milk inside, pour it, the plastic's in the hand, then put it in the garbage. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins. Wrote Rav Yadlarim or Shabbos to Shlomo Zalman, so what about a candy wrapper after the candy's out? What about a yogurt cup after the yogurt was empty? What about your utensils on the table after you eat? Are you telling me all these cases? What about your tablecloth after you finish eating? All these cases are now, they're finished to be used. Definitely get a shivek kelim, and therefore the muktimach maskuva and Shabbos. Roll back with Shlomo Zalman, sodek. You're correct. You're right. The meister right now, it has the user right now, it's definitely the category of shivek kelim. Utensils on the table, your plastic tablecloth when you finish eating, is definitely get a muktimach maskuva. Pass that way with the shmir Shabbos gil chosoy. You have his fine and others. They tie that even what's on the table, but I'm finished and no one's using it. Now, what is that? That is Shivek Kelim. Because it might say it's broken right now. No one's using it. No one's going to come go use it. Oh, they never have to reach out the clum. Grab three, talk to the goofy, whatever you want. But it might say you have to under what category to put under. I've said a shame you can argue 2 points. One, you can argue, it might say nothing broke, and the right, you can argue that people will, if they have to use something, they'll use it. Well, they have no other cups, they'll use this cup. We live with Rafkas, I won't take this cup. Live with Rafkas, I'll take another fork. But if we didn't have nothing else, what people do in yeshiva when they run out of cups or utensils, they go to the sink and wash it. The cups will be out once in a while. You know, you see the cups not that bad, you might wash it. Maybe, it depends who you are. Fine, but otherwise, in the garbage, I don't think anyone takes it out. Pull till it gets the garbage, you can argue with Shtark. Void, we'll see others that say even when you throw it out, those are makel. Take the next level now. That means what's on the table, I think it's very stark as far as say it's not muksa yet. But let's say now it's chapami. They roll it up and you put it in the garbage on Shabbos. How do you look upon that? They ask of Shlomo Zalman, he says, even a neem don't take things out of the garbage. That means there are tons of neem in Meir Sharm, only there's one person always taking out of the garbage. The one person doesn't count. Right? No one takes things out of the garbage. So Shlomo Zalman says before, case over here, once in the garbage, that's muksa. Biashiv, Maisa says, people throw it out. If there is no hetter anymore, and they won't tie it in smoke still. Atzad Hasheni, Apiro Scheinberg, why are we throwing in the garbage and not taking it out? It's a wonderful, terrific kli. It's a kli gomer, the liberavchus. Kli gomer, the liberavchus, is a kli that you threw it on Shabbos. Except we don't need it. Kli gomer threw it on Shabbos, the Maisa is not muksa. Therefore, Avosner, the Chodeshonim, Chaim Knievsky, and Shmuel, of Simcha Bonim, they come along and say, Maisa, this is no shina the guva chavitz. It's roi for shimush. It's not in the category of shiva kelim. It's terrifically over here. Therefore, it comes out a mess of nachgemino on your disposable, you threw it out in the garbage on Shabbos, is it mukhs or not? And the other comes out, what is your garbage cans on Shabbos? Had to look upon it, not the reason why your garbage cans start clearing on Shabbos. There's food inside it, maybe it's not mukhs. Chapapim, it's not mukhs. What's making your garbage mukhs? Take it to the next level. Discussing this, things that a person, again, like plates and forks and spoons, disposable utensils. What about disposable, not utensils, but plastic bags? Packages, it's a drop different. That means the case of a bag of milk that Shlomo Zalman is coming from is different than the case of your utensils. The best thing utensils, what is it? Use your fork over and over and over. Some people actually use their knives over and over. Right, use your plates over and over. Meister, your bag of milk is a one-time thing. Your candy wrapper is a one-time thing. It's like a klipah to the pri. You peel off the shell of an egg, it's mukhsa. Peel off the orange, the peel is mukhsa. So maybe an arizo, a package can be worse than the utensil, the chafamin utensils. The shtakis want to say the mice it's worse. Mice again the feel of Scheinberg, the mice should be no chalik. And they were the chodeshoni of Shmuel, and again with some gabbalish tosser paskins, the mice is not mukhsa. And therefore he comes out, what?
Why?
They want tanya because it circles like only could be a viva kalem. And there's no sheen of gubadover, and it can't be used.
A candy wrapper?
Well, yeah. We'll get to the candy wrapper. My kid and me argued about that. We'll get to that. Cases. After the shiny, again, Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, and others say what do you mean? The Maisa, this is a case that after you use it, Maisa, Avada is Muxa. It's a clip of mamish. A clip of peel of the orange, the peel of Maisa is Muxa over here. So go through cases. Let's say a person first has an empty wine bottle. How do you look upon it? Is it Shiva Kalim that's only to throw out or not? Shlomo Zalman says that empty wine bottle on the table is Muxa. Yeah, come on to the head of Raf. But for Shabbos, he actually wants to machal to the case of a candy wrapper, which is etzim soilus, mashing a klee gomer, like a wine bottle, like it's in between shito. Wine bottle is a terrific klee that we only use one time. Then he wants to definitely get of a klee gomer. I mean, he makes a different level of here.
It's worse than
a shaman. It's a dark thought. People have wine bottles.
People do it. A lot of people can use it again.
Again,
they make a homemade drink. They use
okay,
it.
Okay. The question is, how much is Mishabu will get to the case of Machat. Something's dark to throw out. It's mukhs even before you throw out. Mishabu paskins twice. Dark throw out. Mukhs by Shivakel even before you throw it out.
So
this is Shivakel. They're saying it's Shivakel again. That's saying it. Chidush here in Chal Pamim. The things that only use one time is Shivakel. Shivakel
on Shabbos
or before Shabbos? He says the loch even on Shabbos. No difference. That means same thing to get to empty plastic soda bottles. Mach like it. Shlomo Zalman says, Maisa, he writes, definitely get it, but I mean to throw out, Maisa is mukso. The simple bonim, the carp, others come along and say, Maisa, it's a wonderful plea right now until you throw it out. But it's not mukso. Same thing to get to empty soda cans. It's mach like it. Kol Melacha versus Yemar Rum. They get to soda caps. Mach like it's also among the swarm. Look at a soda cap. It's a wonderful plea. But who really saves soda caps? You have so many soda caps. So, because the fact that one out of 10,000 we say that makes something that's really made malacha, where can we throw it out? They get empty yogurt cups after the kid eats the yogurt. What to go do with it? Shlomo Zalman, the Ashkenazi says, Maisa, it's mukso. Come over, Rosh Shabbos says, no. Maisa, it's a wonderful kli that we throw out. Void, the Sham Yonison says that everyone knows all the ganenets, they want the yogurts to be were sent to their gan to go use. Now, I know that used to be like 20 years ago, but come on, if anyone now, the new generation, they don't seem to really do that anymore. They still do that? But also, they get involved, does that really count? Is enough yogurts being sent to the gan that it would be enough to make it ois muksa? Yesh don't know what to get it of mei melocha, but Derek Fala does throw it out. Interesting question over here. So they get to a candy wrapper. That was a case that was yesterday from the Dalman, and he says, if I had a candy wrapper, mice is muksa. My kid will... was eating a candy wrap, eating a candy, threw the wrap on the floor. I told him, hack it, throw it on the floor. So he bent down to pick it up. I said, whoa, I can't pick it up, it's muksa. So he starts arguing with me. He has a use. Everyone knows a locha muksa is a malocha. He said, what locha do you have? Come on, you know. They throw candies at the simcha. So what do all the kids do? You open up, take out the candy, put tissue inside, roll up and throw it. And then all the kids run after it. I'm like, come on, you don't all do that. Oh yeah, let's go with the kids. So you ask the kids, and every kid said, yeah, of course that's what we do. Avada has a use. You take out the candy, put tissue inside, you roll up, you throw it. You tease all the kids. So Avada has a use. Aim malacha. What's the shiloh here?
Tell me how
no. No. Kashamati. Go ahead. So, I don't know, interesting time that he has. Mice, as far as I see, the swarm either do not know what kids do, they don't miss Yachis, that is in. Mice, what? That's the Kasha, how do I do that? That's true. Kubi is there's so much around, it's not the name of Stas. Everyone knows, I see the kids, they test them, they're stepping it lightly. So they know a lot of them can be tissues already, especially if they're left around. They're not the ones being thrown at the moment.
There's always some yogurt left in the cup, no?
Oh, so that's it. No, so then it depends. If Mount, what's left behind in the cup, it has any chshivas. That means, for example, the place is called the gate of Sigur Bur, the peel off by the cucumber, there's a little eichel on it, stuck to the peel. Or the sin wants to be makel. But it's going to say, come on, let's bottle, let's command the lesson.
How much did Rav Shlomo Zalman say about the milk in the
bag? No, he says, you take out the milk because you want for your coffee, the little bit over there.
Right.
That means you want, there's a use there. You want that amount, and then once you're in, they put in the garbage.
We're saying that it's not mostly in the garbage can. Most of that food comes from what's left on a plate, or what's left inside a yogurt.
No, there's some stuff, again. So, no, the little bits I don't think count. But people thought more than a little bit. That's oichel. So it comes out, and they get to garbage can, we'll get to back to the sugyo. But the shtak as far as to say, well, our garbage is not mukhsan, therefore, that those, if you go like a simple bottom, he comes along and says, chapam, means, maisha thon on Shabbos is not mukhsan, oichel is not mukhsan. It's not that simple to make a garbage mukhsan Shabbos. I'll tell you, Shani, those go pung for care, if you throw anything out Erev Shabbos, especially oichel and Erev Shabbos, your garbage cans are mukhsan. So we have to get back to simply the sugyo bosses. These are built upon the sugyo Shiva Kalim. Fine, that's maisha one sugyo. We have to go through five sugyos of Shiva Kalim. That's one. The second one, which we already covered already, is the halacha in Sivches and Sivtes, the sugya of Dalsar Kalim and Dalsar Karkor. Because of what came out from the sugya, in the case of Dalsar Kalim, the halacha is that the door comes off from a box or button comes off from a shirt. We paskal maises mutter to matatel. There are numerous kolam. The three main kolam is number one has to be the das to put the button back to the shirt. If you don't put it back, it's not agava imohim, agava aviyam. Number two, has to be a case over here, according to Mishavua, even is not really for any Shemush. Shavua says the button has no use, mice is not mukso, others want to argue, that's our for Shulchan. And number three, the Paiskim say to put it back has to be a case that's only put back by a Hedit, but you don't need an Uman. Come from the Tesis Rid, this Kirid, that a person needs an Uman to put it back, it looks as a shame being Mishachas back to the Iker Kli. Now let's get to the Shivik Kalim of Dalsa Kalim. Dalsa Karko. The halacha is that's being mukso when the door comes off from Karko. Two different reasons. Either means how the sugya of the Rashi is not a kli, or according to the Rambam is not mukhim, but the case of total. Now, once we realize we have two sugyas over here, we have Shiva Kalim and Dalsar Kalim, what's the difference? Why be Shiva Kalim has its parameters and Dalsar Kalim is different? The main chilik is. It basically, according to Mishabula Cholapachas, a Shiva Kalim needs Me'im Malacha. If it's not Me'im Malacha, it's Muksan Shabbos. Masha Enkein, according to the Mishabula by Dasa Kalim, even though the button of the door has zero use, since Agar Aviyam, the Kli itself, the box, is not Muksan, the door itself also is not Muksan. That means the suffer of the Sugya of Dasa Kalim, which according to Isirid, via the Mishabula Paskins, is you do not need Me'im Malacha or Me'im Malacha. That's the suffer. Those who disagree, let's say you're like Mahalacha, the Aruch HaShulchan, who say that the halacha in Siv Ches is that you do need Me'im Malacha by the Dalsa Kalim. If so, Dalsa Kalim and Shiva Kalim are the same exact sugyo. What's the difference? Rechnami, the Chura comes out, it's the same sugyo, the stuff is really Dalsa Karko. That's why we need it. The safe is the Iker, and the sugyo of Dalsa Kalim is the same thing as Shiva Kalim. Need Me'im Malacha. The third sugyo is the sugyo of Machat, case of the needle over here. That means in Sifyut Aleph, the Gemara Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph brings down that a person when he has a needle that's made to sew, even though it's a klish shemach l'isser, but smutu taltu tzar gufu mekoymei. Example is to take out a kreitz. That's one halacha. The second thing, let's say it was a kli gomer, and then either the chuda or the chor lost either the hole or the pointy area. It's also mitzvah to sugyo shiva kalim. I mean Sifyut Aleph is shiva kalim. It says the sefer of Sifyut Aleph. But let's say it was a glimo that was not finished yet. It's a new needle that still did not have a hole inside. It has a pointy area, but has no hole inside. We pass like Ravo. The loch is that person who holds not mukso. Why? Because it can be used lohitzi as a kreitz. Well, the first of three lochas that said in Sifyut Aleph. To explain, the first case of when it's a kli gomer, what's the chiddush over there of a macha, take out a kites. And this decide of tzar gufay and who did tzar mikaymai. That's the ratio. That's the chiddush of some a regular case of a macha. The second case, you have to realize, is a massive chiddush. The second idea over here is when you took away the chur or the chudo. That means you can have a case over here. There's no hole and it's only pointy. Only pointy. By the middle case, what's a locha? Gets thrown in the garbage. Therefore, it's mukso. By the sefer, it's only pointy, and the locha is not mukso. Why is the middle case when it's only pointy and it is mukso? The sefer, it's only pointy and it's not mukso. Who are the middle case and the last case are stira? The same exact mitzias. One was a machat shlema that lost its hole and only pointy, and the last case was on the way of being created and it's pointy. The same mitzias over here. So it says the Maharam, the difference over here is that even though Shiva Kilna has use, it's dark to throw it out. That means it's very important you started in throwing out things in the garbage of Shiva Kalim. That Shiva Kalim does not mean that you threw it out mamish, but you're dying. Since you plan to throw it out, Agam did not throw it out yet, nichli get up Shiva Kalim. We're talking about Meshavua, the grass, or Fashulchon. You said over here, explain the Chutshani, since it's not a Shimush at Smotsoi, you have to find the definition of Motsoi, and it has use, again, be very clear, pointy can be used. But right here, the safer it is being used, it is Zikli. But since you don't use it, direct to throw it out, is nichli get of shivikli, that's muksa machmas gufoi. Again, a porti soid, that makes something be not shivikli, that's muksa, has been, number one, not throw it out, number two, it's not the direct to throw it out. Direct throw it out, the mice still is muksa. Well, you have to use it before you use it. Not that, that was the question. It's the direct throw it out after you use it. So now the question is, but nothing broke in the Guva Kli.
He's on the break also.
What?
He's on the break also.
That's the question. The Chapami, do you need something to break?
So why is it that Shabri
Kalim
is not named? Throw it out.
Boss, that's what Shabri Watan is on Shabri Kalim, is not a kilkul thing itself. There's a Chisornan thing itself. The Sefer is also, you have to realize, the Chiddush. The last case is, that person that bets him, is on the way of making it ill. It has no hole on top, only has a pointy area. Mice, I didn't finish it yet. I mentioned last before, this is the record that the Mishmur says something on the assembly line is Muxamak Maskufai. The only reason why Banmachad is not that way, because Zimna Nimlok, sometimes people change their mind. That means it's saying a Chiddush again over here. Something that you plan to use, but it's not the Matzah you can use right now, would be Muxa. The only reason why, not by Machat, because people change their mind. If you don't change your mind, is Muxa. That means that. We see over here your side, a current assembly line that's not finished yet, no one changes their mind, it is mukso. Anything that the person not changed their mind, the derech has not changed their mind, is a case that's mukso. It sounds like, in general, the tzibur, because that defines a shen kli. You don't look at the person per se, you look at the tzibur. The fourth sugya, we'll see the similar point, the sugya of sandal, the Gemara Daf Kuf Yabez, but we live by sugya of kosher, Sivtazvav. The Gemara speaks out according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Paskin compares the sugya of Tumah to the sugya over here of a Nisik, the Ritzur of a Pnimius of a sandal. That if the inside has a get of Torah's Kli, Tommy, Mashing, and the outside, the lost the shame Torah's Kli, and if the ends Torah. Now, coming with the Mogavram, and he asks a question, the weird thing, what's the loch in the gate to a sandal that lost the inside, whose inside is not Muksa, the outside is Muksa? Because Maisa, it's a Shiver Kli, that Maisa has no use. Directly, Magavrom, the Maisa does have a use. I'm choosing not to go use it. Magavrom is a Kasho, I think with Marshal, Maisa Yeshu, Maisa is Roy Me'im Alocha. So he says, Magavrom, Ayin the Sugya Machat. That's his Teretz. What does that mean? Explains the Maksa Shekel, Binzam Tayshu Shabbos. Ud Levush Esrat explains. It means, the reason is, cause, just like I said by Machat, that even though it has a wonderful use, when it's pointy and has no hole, and the jacks throw it out, it makes it be mukso. You also, by the case of the shoe, it is shivei kalim, that's roi me'im malacha, but the derech is thrown out. And once it's derech thrown out, therefore it's mukso. It means the second time we see the aside, that before we throw it out, the derech throw it out, even though it's roi me'im malacha, it's mukso. Therefore, the Mishabura brings down this halacha and says, derech lezoker, a second time, sugya by the sandal. He says, where's getting from the Sharati? And he quotes a Taisha Shabbos, which is Alpi the Mogavrom, and Lubush Esrad, which is Alpi the Mogavrom. It's something that the Derek has thrown out. The Gam did not throw it out yet. Right now, it's a rock. I mean, it's very important again, Klal and Shiva Kalim, to make something not Muxal Shiva Kalim. That's because he did not fill out Erev Shabbos. It's not the Derek to throw it out. It would be Ma'im Malacha. Derek to throw it out, but Maisa definitely get a rock over here. Now, let's say a person has an object that, right now, let's say it's a bracelet that fell down, broke apart, it's on the floor. Is it Muxal? We're coming from the case over here of this Sifta Zvon, the case of a sandal. Maisa has no use right now in Shabbos. So, why is the Pnimiya case of a Kli? Says the Mishabruo, Mog Avram, Beiseisiv, Al Pirash, Nesugyo. Since tomorrow you're going to fix this shoe over here, because only the Pnimi, therefore it's not lost being a shame Kli. The simple understanding is right now on Shabbos you cannot wear the shoe, has no use on Shabbos, but tomorrow you can go fix it, therefore it's still a case of a Kli. So your bracelet broke, it's on the floor. You fix it tomorrow. Can you pick it up? I'm Shabbos, it's not looks like you're going to fix it tomorrow. Your watch, the band broke, the battery stopped, the diamond fell out of your ring. Tomorrow you put the diamond back inside your ring. So therefore, build upon the sugya, will it come out? But since you can take it tomorrow, it's not muksa right now. Void, you can take it a step further. Does it make a chilik over here whether putting it back is dafka al day case of a hadyat? Even the case of umam? Again, says the Archa Shabbos, the simple case that we have by the case of the sandal, who's fixing the shoe tomorrow? The Uman. Therefore, says the Archa Shabbos, I'll be the sugya over here. I want to say a massive chiddush that certain things do not lose the shame kli. A gamba has no ishtamshus at all on Shabbos. You cannot use, again, this shoe on Shabbos. The bracelet cannot be used on Shabbos. And it can only be fixed tomorrow in only case of a Uman. Says the Archa Shabbos, the Torah is coming from Rashi. That's the Mokabom, Mishbu, the Maisa bring down, and therefore it's not Mukso. You can have a case of Shiva Kalim, that's zero use on Shabbos, we can connect it tomorrow, the Maisa is not Mukso. What are you doing with it? It's a case of Shiva Kalim that has no use. Anyway, Ace Lashimosh, he wants to, and then we can base all these cases. We'll get to what you're saying. And there are, I see others from go this way. The Sefer Mishabu LeMaisa quotes are gross. The Sefer Mochlin LeShivticha, he also goes this way. He wants to be wrapped in the Sugya over here. He wants a Taina that something that right now has zero use, we connect tomorrow, is not Muksan Shabbos. The Ishvachodar, I was looking yesterday, also seems to say that way. A time with them, what they're saying. The Maisa, they want time this Malach over here. So it comes out a massive heter of things that break in Shabbos. The newest some things break. We don't know what to go do with it. A person watch breaks. According to Archa Shabbos, you're going to fix it tomorrow, you brace the brakes, fix it tomorrow, the mice is not Muxa. So let's first ask a bunch of questions on him and come to answer Israel. First, the idea of Dalsa Kalim. That's be right for any Malacha or not. Again, Mishmur Sheet is, that's not be right for any Malacha. It really depends how you read Rashi, and Mishnah Kuchabay, Rashi Kuchabob. The mice we mentioned then, Nuush Shoinim disagree. The Miri, Shituran, Rimulunil, Hasan Daweb Archa Shabbos, the Igris Moshe and others, Kodeshani, they want Taina to be Roy Me'im Malacha. Now, by the case of Dalsa Kalim, you're putting back the door tomorrow, for sure. You're putting the door back. And still, we have a list of Rishonim and Paiskim to say, I still have to be Roy Me'im Malacha. So all these people who are not like the Archa Shabbos, the Archa Shabbos themselves, that's right. They're against me, we don't pass like them. We pass like the Mishabru. Others not. Yeah, but that's not right. I mean, being the pound to the door, that's his side. Others.
Agavavim. You don't have the Agavavim.
No, you do have Agavavim.
What clean? Then you have a clean.
That I disagree with, we'll say I'll afterwards. My son, all those who say that's Me'im Malacha, the Torah against Arba Shabbos, he himself points out Aleph. Second is, when Lulu Sugu also does the Kalim, the place can point out, the Torah, the box has to be around. If the box is not around, then the Del is not bottled to the Kli over here. The Miriam, the Yashiv, and others. The Chura, according to Archa Shabbos, why need the box around for? Because you have to have a Kli that's usable. According to Archa Shabbos, it's not true. We'll just fix it tomorrow. Don't need to have the box that's around. Void. A third point. What? You have to have the box around. It exists, yeah. Yeah, but according to Archa Shabbos, you can fix it tomorrow, do not lose the shame Kli. I don't need the box around to. I can fix everything tomorrow. I mean, he said the bracelet breaks, is not all 10 pieces, not Muxa.
Why?
You want to fix it? You also wanted to come on the box around. We fixed the box break, the door break, and everything break.
See,
he
says,
even if it's like butt, like I would tell let's say it's mostly, it's a new plea.
He says.
I press it back together, it's a new plea.
Well, right, Tumma, I'm not sure it could be the same. It would not sound like that. His case is a bracelet. That's his example. I took his case. We discussed also by Chashmal, that's not connected. Under what category is it? We spoke about Kunda Miyashiv is Nechle Gera Muksa Machmas Guvoi. Muksa. Chashmal, tomorrow you're going to put on. So if you go Kunda Miyashiv and Shalma Yehuda, now again, a lot of people say it's not Muksa Machmas Guvoi, but Miyashiv says Nechle Gera Muksa Machmas Guvoi. Now it's his Chiddush. Any Chashmal that's not working, it's broken. Shiva Kalim. And therefore, it's Muksa Machmas Guvoi, has no use right now. Nothing to be done. Tomorrow you're putting on the fan. So according to Yashua, obviously not saying like him. That's first three things on his the Sayyid Shibai per se. Now he took it a step further and said, even by case of an Uman. Now Mukhun Shivchor goes to not say by case of Uman, only by case of a head, one Machalik. Now if you want to say the case even by Uman that a person connects it tomorrow, because the case of a shoe is the case of Uman. Now Mukhak, but he wants to say it's case of Uman. If that's so, again we spoke out, the Taisis Vid said, by the case of Dasa Kalim, he needed Uman to put it back. No, then I see one of the head of Agav Avim. Pesimir brought down by Rishon Mazama, by Abiyashiv, the Chodeshani, and others. Aloch Lamaisel. That means these people do not hold like the Archa Shabbos. I said, Archa Shabbos, you're right. I'm arguing with them. They're wrong. He says that. I can give you a list of 30 Rishonim, Gilim, Paiskim, not like the Archa Shabbos, and he argued with most of them because he says, yes, I have a Sigil to Sif Tazvav. I have a Sigil of Sandal. Now the question is, how do you answer the Sigil of Sandal? He's saying like this, a sandal right now has zero use when the pnimi has zero use right now. He says there's a sigur over here of dasa kelim. There's zero use, dasa kelim, it has no use. And therefore, you put it together tomorrow, to ma'isiv uman. So to not, even uman, let's put uman, that's a side point, uman had it. Right here, there's three questions against the sayyid shabbai and one question against uman. Four different questions over here. His point over here is that right now you're not wearing the shoe. And tomorrow you will wear the shoe, it does not lose the shame clean. There was not muksa. Lechura, go back to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham question over here, one mice is a mutter for when it's right to fix tomorrow, and the case when it's the sigil of when it's broken on the outside. Ayitz roi me'im malachal, which would be a case of shiva kelim roi me'im malachal. And commonly answers, because directly thrown out to the garbage. Which we're moving to down again, Tosh Shabbos, Matzah Shekel. That means, what is the case of the sandal? The Archa Shabbos seems to understand the Sigur at Dalsa Kalim, and then he points out it has no use, and then he has massive Kiddush. Who is not true? It's a Sigur Shiva Kalim, Mei Malacha. Before Shemar Avram, he's saying, our case should be Shiva Kalim, Mei Malacha, except when it's outside, the director throw it out. That means it has a use on Shabbos. Archa Shabbos is saying, our case has no use on Shabbos. He has his Kiddush over here, and he passes away in the newest cases that you plan to fix tomorrow, is not Muksa today. Again, if you read the Magen Avraham, and Mishpura is coming this way, but Tosh Shabbos is loose and strad, saying, Pshad the Magen Avraham, that our Sugar Shiva Kalim, that has Me'im Malacha. Just on the outside of Derech Lizroik, and inside not Derech Lizroik. But it has Me'im Malacha. So of course, I think this is a mistake in the Chiddush of Archa Shabbos. Again, a couple of strong went this way. Mechon Shivdechor, right? He also goes this way.
Not by him.
Right, but still, it's right. It's from the Sugyo. No shak from the Sugyo. This Sugyo is not a Sugyo of Tasa Kalim, a Sugyo of Shiva Kalim. Right, that's the Sugyo of Sifta Zvav. Well, most Sugyo, the fifth Sugyo over here, of Shemi Yitoka, of Shiva Kalim. Now, what comes out we have Brysa, the case of Akiva, you have an oven over here, that one of the regals broke, says it writes its mutter. When two of the regals of glide broke, it's ulcer. Come over Robin says no, even by one mice is ulcer. Why Xema Shami Yataka? Gzer over here. What's the Isser? Why no Omaka Bakish? Now, the first question obviously is, by the case of Dalsa Kalim, the loch is you cannot put the door back, and you jam it in, you have an Issa deraiso. But still, you let him move the door, and you let him move the box. Over here, we have a case of the leg came off the bend, this kiwa, and the loch is shemi tokan, if he cannot move the kiwa. We have, both of them are also back, Both of them are cases of we do Tkiya or even Isdir Aiso. And yet one Elad Matatl, one can't be Matatl. What's the difference between the case of Dasa Kalim versus Shiva Kalim, basically? Dasa Kalim is none of the Xerah Shem Yitaka, and Shiva Kalim has Xerah Shem Yitaka. So the Elam said over, or we spoke out then, we will speak of Dasa Kalim, and there's a Chilik. But the case of Kiro and Ul Shiva Kalim, when they break, neither side has use. So you're afraid you put together Shem Yitaka Gezerah. Here, the box, we're not afraid to put the door back, the box has a wonderful use. Dasa Kalim is the Kli itself, the box is terrific. I'll use it. Anything that fell off from that is terrific, I'll use it. On that, if you put the door back and you jam in it, it's Yitaka, if it's the Raisa, there's no Chashash Shem Yitaka. That means you have to realize Shem Yitaka is by Shiva Kalim, not by Dalsa Kalim. That's clear. Only by Shiva Kalim, not Dalsa Kalim. Now, in this halacha of Kira, Kamlung, the Shal is to say the same thing by Safsal. Look up the Makar, the Amos Kamlung, Shubha Sadeshin. He's Kamlung, Shubha Sadeshin in this topic. Maybe the case of Kiva is worse because it really has no use with missing one leg. Masha Enkin, a bench, put one bench on top of another bench. It has a use on top of another. Therefore, it won't be muksa when it's missing one leg. I say it goes back and forth, maybe, and often can be used against the wall. He ends up saying, V'mach metavol abrocho roi lahachmer. That the sugya of Sashal, the same sugya as Kiva, but it should also be machmer. Therefore, loch lamaisa, the Mechav brings down the case of Kiva, the Gemara, and the Mo brings down the case of Safsal, the Truman Sadeshin, the first should be Machba, that even one leg that came out, Maisa Yavigzeris Teltel over of Shem Yitaka. Now, first a couple of questions to define the get over here. We're saying a person cannot move this bench, you might put the leg back inside. I want to use a bench, I want to put the leg back inside. Can I move the bench of Tzarech Mekaymai? Can I move the Safsal of Tzarech Mekaymai? Because maybe there's no Chash, the only time there's a Chash I want to use over here, the bench, I want to use the Kiro. Stack a chash, well, put the leg inside, because that's the main way of using it. But if it's blocking, maybe Tzarech Mekaymai will have a heter. Which is doing involved with the question, Tzarech Gufa is also, will I have a heter Tzarech Mekaymai? It's sort of concept out there. Maisa Mishal Mazaman, he goes back and forth in this question. They point out, you read the Ben Echananel or the Aruch to Rishayim, they write Tzarech Mekaymai is also. Although for Shabbos, Maisa brings it down, and the Pashas is that Tzarech Gufa is also, who did Tzarech Mekaymai? But not Mechal between the two, especially if Gufa is also, Koshkin, then Mekaymai should be also. That's Aleph. Another question is, we're saying over here, a person cannot move the Kiro, cannot move the Safsal. Can you move the leg? Maybe the leg is different. Because when you're moving the Kiro, that's the Iker thing. You want to fix the Kiro. The bench is the Iker thing. I want to fix the bench. Maybe the leg of my sub is different. Also, Shalom Mung Dachrenim. Shalom Zaman sounds like he wants to be Mekel over here. We say, no, my welcome to answer it. Therefore, the Bech the Osher wants a Taino. Nichle get it of Das Zakli. Therefore, my say, you can move it. Steam is a place. Then ask the leg. Atzal Hasheni, Abinah Al-Yashiv, and the Chodeshoni, Shami Yasin, Osim Chobonim, and Arfah Shabbos, others, they want Taino, once he can't move the bench, he can't move the leg. Both hand in hand. Both of them exer Shami Yitaka. And the Ulam seems to go not the way, that just like you cannot move the bench, you cannot move the hand, the leg. Which will come out, not in different cases. Let's say, for example, your glasses break, the two arms fall off. So tell me it'll be Shami Yitaka on this, but maybe the arms, Maisa, the handle of the Maisa, you can move. If you hold that the leg you can move, you can move the handles. If you hold you cannot move that the leg, you cannot move the handles. Posh enough Camino. A third point he had to discuss, we're saying Shem Yitaka. Do we say the same thing for other Shemas over here? They might fix it different ways. Is there other things you're afraid you're going to go fix? So we had a look in the Koshin, Simon Shinya Zayin Siv Beis. Over there, a person cannot, when a shoelace comes out, wear his brand new shoelace to put it back over here or to put the other shoes. Warms had a sugyo Shem Yakshar. Where's the makor for Shem Yakshar? Come with the mechaber. He's coming from a Toisa Daf Lamin Ches Mem Ches. Toisa says, where did he get it from? Shem Yitaka. He took the idea of Shem Yitaka to Shem Yakshar. And then, what the place can point out, it's not the miyuchad in Yitaka. Any malacha that you want to do to put things back and connect things will also be nichel in the shashavir of fixing it. It's not only one malacha of tkiyah, which whether that's point of makor badish. Any chash will be a case of Tfiyah of the Raisa. Any chash be nichel is Isavir. But Raya, the fact that Taisus took it from the case of Taka, the case of Kosher. What about it? Do we say that by the case when a woman has to put it back? No, it depends how you stand it. Depends who's Malach going with. Those are the Gdorm of the Isser. Now, there are certain times where clearly that's mutter to go use the bench that's missing a leg of Kodaimah. One is Kamlum Gamon. He says, let's say a person on Erev Shabbos already used it. So he's always not makbid to put the leg back inside. Therefore, Kamlum Shabbos, he can also now use his bench, Metatl. No problem. Be a Klisha Makleter. No problem over here. Now, the Chorim do declare who has to use it before Shabbos. The Balachavitz, Stama person, let's say in the Shul. So I used it on Friday, but he didn't use it on Friday. Who decides that every person that should have to use it on Friday for him to go use it? Come on, vote them, Shalom Zalman. Come on, maybe everyone who wants to use it on Shabbos has to use it on Friday. Shigal's last question, who defines that something is not going to be fixed over here that can be used on Shabbos? Interesting, Shiloh. When they discuss, let's say a person on Shabbos, he did use it for Isser, he didn't know this halacha, but he did not put the leg back inside. So we see him right now, there's no chash shemi yitaka. If says Shalom Zalman, maybe that's it, that should be fine. Time to answer this question. He said, no, you haven't got to sell. He wants the mux, the mice definitely get the mux over here. But mice, but we do have one het over here. Once it was used during the week, we won't have a bayah shemi yitaka.
It's only if it's a din of a week, it's a din of a shash itself.
No, that's what Rama says.
Once
it's a shash, it becomes a mix of two. Yeah, before Shema. We're down with the fight.
If you broke on Shabbos, then he sat down.
A cook. A second letter, come on the Taz, you want to say, Daf in case of Nishmat, in the case of where when it came out, you can fix it. But let's say a case that's Nishbar, you know, to put it back, or a case of Nevat, got lost over here. You want to tell you that since it's not a simple way of putting it back, or the object's not here anymore, therefore you can make them by the case over here of a Safsal, no problem. Put on the Lachal Maisib, Mishbor, the Archashukhan, and others. Now, Luchura, the fact that, let's say you yourself are an Uman, so maybe you yourself have an Isser. Say some Chaim said no. Chazal not machalik. Like you yourself know how to put things back. Ma'aseh Chazal say only things that are easy to put back. Then we'll have the heter. We'll have the iser. If it's hard to put back or got lost over here, ma'aseh it's mutter. No v'nichshas shem yitaka. A third heter, the Lakhim say, they speak out. The whole day iser shem yitaka is only going to be a case of a deraisa. A case of bonon, there's no gzeru. Now the way they said over is why is kein gzeru l'gzeru. Who wisdom of Kaddish coming from? They don't say, but we learn the Sugya of Kaisha and Simon Shinya Zayin. So come on the Taz over there, according to the Beis Yosef. It says the whole Issa Shem Yakshir is only by the case of Deraisa, not by the Rabbonans. So before we have a clear Makar that since Shem Yakshir is building off Shem Yitaka, they seem to understand the whole Issa Shem Yitaka is only by a case of Deraisas. We do Rabbonans, then our Echlamid won't be a Xer Shem Yitaka. What's that, Kamino? We learn the Sugya of Baina. We had the Sharetim, Simon Shni Zayin, Bina Makhlegis Taz, and Magavram. What's the case of a screw? Is a screw, when you tighten it, is that Rabbanon Deraisa? But according to the Taz, it was Nichol in the category of a Deraisa. According to the Magavram, it was Nichol in the category of a Rabbanon. According to Magavram, case Deraisa, according to Taz, Rabbanon. So if the Chok Shashi used a screw over here, according to the Taz, you might as well be an Issa Shem Yitaka. The Chosh the Magavram, you will have an Issa Shem Yitaka. Now we're saying over here, two or three coolers, that's mutter. Again, number one was the Rabbanon, no Shem Yitaka. Number two, a case where it was ready to use Erev Shabbos, no Gzeir Shem Yitaka. Number three, when it's Nevad, Nishbar, no Gzeir Shem Yitaka. Are these a term only by the case of a bench, or even by the case of a kiro, by the case of an oven? But the Ulm Sodesh, I'd see, and there is a clip between the two cases over here, a kiro versus Safsal. They point out, because one's a Gemara, and one, the Chumash Dashan, has thrust him a Chalik over here, and then we said, so, of course, he said, yes, it's Rabbi Yashiv, and he goes this way. He says, we'll only be make all these kulas over here, at least two of them, that's Rotan Halacha, only by the case of a Safsal. Not by the case of a Kiro. Myself on the page, the Stimus, I can't smash that way in the Taz, but the Stimus other place would not seem to go this way. It's clear that way, the Nazi Yisrael, they saw it brought up by the Mishmur certain times. He comes and says, it had to side by Kiro, side by the case of Safsal. No, go this way. And the Malachim seem to go this way. This het is whether Kiva or Safsal not to be chalik to the two. Once it's either Nevad or Nishbar, the case he used on Erev Shabbos, Maisa won't have any Issa Shem Yitaka. Now, just to make it practical, bring down certain cases. We discuss this case already. If the person has a broom, then the stick, the Maisa comes out. Under what Sugya are we? Are we a Sugya of Shiva Kalim or Shem Yitaka? Or is it Dalsa Kalim? That's basically the question over here. Under we now discuss all five Sugyas of Shiva Kalim. Now we have to put under which category are our situations when things happen over here. Basically, the broom and the brush came off. I think the oil will understand that's a case of Shiva Kalim, the Shem Yitaka. They've all happened. The brush will be Muksa, and the guy like the place came to the leg is Muksa, who didn't the stick is Muksa. And then we're going to the Shmir Shabbat Kol Chasai, Orchor Shabbos, Shabbos Yehuda, Shabbos Yonason. They the Maisa say these cases, both sides are Muksa. What?
It's on the screen.
So they seem to understand the screws of case the rice. The rice. And if not me. Atzara Sheni, come to Chodeshani. And one say like a Menachem over here, Malzatov. And he wants a tiny over here that the brush, the Betzim, has a use. Or the person who only has a brush. They'll sweep. So it's like a box. So what's a stick? That's Dalsa Kalim. The brush of mice over here is the box, not Muksa. The stick, not Muksa. So Shikha last question, what is the case of a broom where the brush came off? The stick separated from it. Is it Dalsa Kalim? Either side is Muksa. Shiva Kalim, both sides are Muksa. I think most of the Ilam, you call it Shiva Kalim, but you can hear why Rabbi Nachman was right and disagree. So look at the Chodeshani. It sounds mechanical. Take it a step further. Person has a stroller, sometimes the wheel comes off. Now put it back, whether it's Makkah Patish, whether the case of Bain over here, the connector, let's say the Kshash Dereis over here. You have right now this stroller with three wheels and you have the kid inside. What do you do? Is it Muksa right now? So I think the Ilam again will say it's Shiva Kalim with the Shemi Yitoka. And therefore the Iskosh of Shlomo Zalman and Obiyashiv and the Chodeshani and the Shemir Shabbos, here even the Chodeshani agrees that if I had a stroller on three wheels, that's Shiva Kalim with Shemi Yitoka. Even Chodeshani agrees. Atzara Shani says that Dine Fisher, what do you mean? Go to Meisharm, kids with three strollers and three wheels, they tilt on the side, they use it over here. The Dalsa Kalim. Dalsa Kalim use the stroller, next time in the wheel, go pick it up and put it on the side, fix it after Shabbos. Which again, that's even more in the case of a broom. They took it that far and said, no, take even a step further over here. But again, I think the oil here will go back most far, and they can get a Shiva Kalim and Dalsa Kalim. Shiva Kalim with Shemi Yitoka. That seems to be the argument. Something can be used with Shas Adchak, under what category do you put it? That seems to be the Shigal Das question over here. That seems to be the Havana.
It's not really the only one would agree, it's just really that's what
the level of Shas Adchak with things switch over. That's always the question. No, you want to say you're not part of the Oilam, that's your prerogatory.
No,
he doesn't say this case, but I assume it would be for sure.
So
what's all that stuff? I'm not sure what you mean. It was afterwards. Now there are cases when your glasses break again. The Shalmei Yehuda being down 13 ways how your glasses can break. So this geschmack. So not going through all 13. Just some of the basic cases. Basically, let's say a person hit the handles fell off and the screw came out. So to put it back on the side of the screw in the case of the rice over here, might say when both of them came out, both first, and you only have the middle over here. For what's that? That's the case. L'chur, I will understand, it's Shiva Kalim and Shemi Toka. Therefore, what's going to be Muksa? L'chur, this is Muksa, and the two sides are Muksa. If you hold the regular Muksa, also two sides. That's Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that's Rosh Yashim, Knei Baisim, Kodashani. I got my Sibin number double to this way. I think that the Olam will say this, never together of Shiva Kalim and Shemi Toka. But let's say in the case over here that only one came off, and this screw came out over here. Then you can start clarifying what exactly is that. But a person is that Dalsa Kalim or Shiva Kalim? That means the Emek HaTshuva or the Simcha Bodmi come and says, Maisa people who walk around the Shiva, you'll see there are people, showing the Shiva have 10,000 people, there are probably 20 people like that, but the glasses missing one arm. So it can be used, people use it. So do you say is Nifla Geta of Dalsa Kalim? And then even the arm itself of the Maisa won't be Muksa. The Gamma has no use according to the Mishnah Berurah. I see the Orchor Shabbos says, what do you mean? Who would walk around like that? He says, Nifla Geta of Shiva Kalim and Shemi Yitoka. You want to say it's also? Maybe 20 people, not enough for 10,000 people. Maybe. But they're arguing what the ghetto here is.
Why isn't that considered like the wheel that broke? I mean, you use it until you get home. You're not going to take the baby out, put the cash aside, and walk away.
So, I'm not sure. It depends on who she declaring it. So maybe we'll discuss it afterwards. Now, therefore, now the question is, on that side, that's also whether both of them came off and the screws came out, or whether one came out and one, like the Shabbos screw came out, what is the Eitzel? Sometimes you need an Eitzel. You have a kid in the stroller with three wheels, what's your Eitzel? What do you go do? So come on this farm, they point out that once we have a Taz over here, that says Nishba or Nevad, the mice it's mutter. So let's say you have a screw that came out of anything you want to go use. They say, lose the screw. You have a screw that came out of anything you want to put together. So very simple. Kick away the screw, now you go with your glasses. Why? Because there is no Shem Yitoka anymore. Now it's a Malacha, it's mutter. The Swarm said you do it even like a chilo. That means if you lose the option of how to go fix it, it's now what you're left with. Shiva Kalim Me'im Malacha. Shiva Kalim Me'im Malacha is mutter. When Shem Yitaka, it's usher. Once Shem Yitaka, I can fix it. But I have no way of fixing it because Nevad, no problem. So the Eitz is, if you lose the wheel, which I won't advise you to lose, you'll have the Heter, and it will not break the wheel. So wheel is not a good idea. So the question is, if you have all the screws in your house, you might have to lose all screws. I don't think most of us have screws in the house for our glasses. Most of it has to go somewhere to get, from a store to go buy. So in most people's houses, the Eitz of losing a screw would work.
As long as it's down
in
your house, it's
going to work? Yeah, you have no shim. You're talking, and the Taz rubbing down, pushing down the Taz, it's never. What's the case of never? You can't fix it.
See, in your neighborhood,
someone
buy a
house, it's
not cold. That's not at home.
No, you can get it. You don't have it.
We're discussing this broken way that
we
can fix it
yourself. Yeah, but if I can't fix it,
you can't fix it, then
I'll fix it. Never. Fine. Kids, I think we went through the five sugyas, tried to get it clear. I think right now we had a Shlomo's Indian go through all the nine sefim and Beshem on Wednesday. We mentioned the sugya of Kisa Kalim, Kisa Karkot.